Good morning, you're welcome to Go I Talk. To me, John Morley. We have job spot, Darren, do we?
We do indeed, John. We have one in total, and it's full-time HEV mechanic required. Bus and coach experience preferred. Flexible working hours available. Contact Joe on 086-259-6347 or email info@donoghuesofgalway.com. And if you need any phone numbers or email addresses, please call our reception on 091-770-077. Search hashtag Galway Jobs on social media or go to goabfm.ie/jobspot.
Thanks, Darren. We're going to Culture Corner now because every Thursday after the 11 o'clock news, we look at cultural events happening across Galway City and County. I'm joined on the line by Carol McDermott, who is a comedian, and his show, The Comedy Nobody, comes to the Town Hall studio in Galway this day week, Thursday the 25th of April at 8:30. Tickets are €15 and can be purchased on tht.ie. Carol, good morning.
How are you doing, John? How are you getting on?
Great to have you with us, Carol. I know you're from Galway.
I am originally from Saltail, Daly'sfoot Road.
Brilliant. Talk to me about the comedy career, because you've been at this a number of years now.
I have. I'm a veteran, I suppose. I'm a sort of a pioneer almost. Yeah, I started doing comedy in the late 80s when no one else was doing it apart from Dermot Morgan and Brendan Grace. And I helped set up the Comedy Cellar, which is probably the equivalent of the Cavern in Liverpool with the Beatles. The Comedy Cellar spawned a lot of great acts like Ardlo Hanlon and Dylan Moran. Well, I set that up with Ardlo Hanlon and Barry Murphy and Kettle D in 89 in the International up Dublin and Wicklow Street. So I've been doing it. I was doing comedy for about 15 years, and then I stopped and I concentrated on the writing. And I suppose the new show is a bit like semi-autobiographical. It's about a fellow who did the comedy way, way back and is trying to relaunch his career. And of course, the comedy industry has changed enormously since I was doing it way, way back in the late 80s, when it was a very sort of a small scale thing populated by enthusiasts, whereas now it's a mega industry and there's loads of huge festivals around the country every weekend, it seems. So I suppose it's a change in the landscape.
And as well as comedy on stage, you've been very involved behind the scenes in writing comedy.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I had loads of radio sitcoms. I had a few on RTE radio few years back, Here's Johnny Gone But Forgotten. I had a sitcom on BBC Radio 4, The Mahaffeys, a few years back. I've also written three books, two novels, and a collection of comedy or short humor fiction, short stories. So, yeah, I've been busy caressing or trying to maximize my comedy abilities. It's been a huge, enjoyable journey. But it has been a bit of a struggle at times, but that's the way it is. Mm.
And your new show, The Comedy Nobody, talks about that.
Well, as I said, I'd say it's about 58% autobiographical. It's about a fellow who has to care for his ailing mother. And he did comedy in the old days, so he's involved in the self-help therapy group for failed comedians called the Comedy Casualty Club. And he's also contemplating reworking his act and relaunching his comedy career. So I suppose it's a show about growing old, getting a bit older, time going by, but also persisting with dreams and trying to keep going. As Bob Dylan says, you've got to keep on keeping on. So that's basically. But there's a lot of laughs in it. But it's not really a stand-up show solely. It's a sort of a theatre hybrid stand-up show. So there's like sound effects and there's lighting effects. So it's a sort of a hybrid piece. It would be sort of a storytelling stand-up theatre piece. Mm. So it's a bit of a mix.
And I know you love a Beckett quote, fail again, fail even better. And that's really that comes to a lot of comedians.
Well, I think it does. I think a lot of comedians probably are a little bit, I suppose they kind of have a skewered view of the world and they're sort of outsiders. A lot of them could be prone to the odd bout of despair, the odd time. That's why this Beckett quote is prevalent. But you just have to keep going, you know? I mean, you just have to keep going because to see the funny side of things, you have to be kind of an outsider and maybe not totally fit in with the world. I mean, you have to have that sort of distance. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Fox Rock funny man, Mr. Beckett. But this show isn't all down in the dumps depression or anything. I mean, I'm singing, I do impressions. It's a whole smorgasbord of fun with a little bit of insight into the human condition. I suppose that's how I would describe it.
But a lot of people can find humour in those dark times. Some of the funniest jokes I've heard have been at funerals.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, even like, some of the Monty Python stuff, I know they're a bit dated now, but yeah, I think going towards the darker stuff, the kind of stuff that you can't really say and talk about in polite company. I mean, even Tommy Tiernan does an awful lot of that stuff. He kind of veers towards that area in a very successful way. So you have to kind of deal with stuff. It's not all, I mean, the cliche about comedians is it's just all big smile and a load of kind of a jokes. But there is a kind of a dark side, and there's a philosophical side, you know, so... And yeah, as you say, that some of the best comedy can be at the kind of the bleakest moments, the saddest moments. So it's a very interesting area as a kind of taking it in the round. But as I said, the show isn't bleak, but there are just moments where it's more contemplative, because that's why it's a 75-minute show. So it gives me the space to deal with sort of issues. Some issues, like I suppose aging parents and stuff like that, in a sort of a contemplative manner that you wouldn't get if you're doing 20 minutes of stand-up comedy and you have to go boom, 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 and the jokes have to come out every 15 seconds, you know?
Talk to me about the Comedy Casualty Club, which is part of this performance.
Well, it's basically, I do all the roles. One of them is a fella called Cormac Creedon from Cork, who was Ireland's only home-based anti-Irish comedian back in the 90s. Obviously, that didn't work out. So it's basically it's kind of an exaggeration of all the failed acts. And where do they go? Because, I mean, if you fail at comedy, you're scratching your head going, gee, I thought I was funny, and these other fellas I didn't think were as funny, and they're more successful. So it's almost a psychological kind of knock. So this is just it's a parody on the whole wellness industry now, because that's a huge part of our culture. But it's also just, where do guys go? I mean, especially in show business. I mean, there's loads of guys who were in bands that I knew in the 80s and 90s, and like they've ended up in the real life as well. And well, where do they go? They had their dreams. So this is, it's a kind of a parody on that, and that they all come every Wednesday night and they tell their stories of where they went wrong and they describe their act. And so there's just a few other characters. There's a one-man double act, Cheese and Crackers from the north of England. There's a dub, Billy O'Brien. He's a ventriloquist act. Billy O'Brien and his talking testicles. There's a few wacky characters interspersed with my own character. I mean, I'm playing myself, but it's a variation of myself. So I go to this therapy meeting every Wednesday night. But the night of the play, I can't go because I'm waiting for a new carer to turn up to care for my ailing mother. So basically that's it. But yeah, it's just a parody on the therapy thing, which has become huge. I mean, when I was growing up as a kid, like therapy in this country, like in the 80s, people would go, will you cop on to yourself? But now, like, everybody seems to be going to, and it's totally okay. So it's like we were 30 years behind the whole New York thing. And now everybody's going, yeah, the wellness industry is huge, and yoga, and, you know, it's just everything is, you know, it's become a different... And that's what the show touches on as well. It's just the way the country's changed since, say, even the last 30 years. Yeah.
It strikes me as...
I mean, you're a young fella. You mightn't understand the scope of the change, but it's like the older people have realised how much the country has changed.
Yeah, yeah. I can look at videotapes and read history books as well, though. It strikes me, though, as... I don't know who's a comedian this morning, Carol. It strikes me, though, as a career that needs a lot of resilience, because comedians live off affirmation, and it's great when you're getting it.
They do.
But when you don't, it's a lonely place.
Oh, no, absolutely. But even the successful ones, I mean, the really super successful ones, they can be completely nuts because the pressure is enormous. I mean, people like Peter Sellers, Tony Hancock, these guys from the 60s in Britain. I mean, so, yeah, and it's a real insecurity. And if you look at it, if you think about it, I mean, there must be something wrong with a person who kind of needs that room full of strangers to love them, because it's not actually real. And the trouble is, you leave, because I mean, I've done really well in gigs. You come off and you go, it is an incredible feeling. But then you come off and the real world is, it's not really real. They don't really love you because they're all going back to their lives. And yeah, you know, so it's not a real thing. But some people trying to, I suppose, survive on that adrenaline rush and that dopamine hit of those gigs. But at the end of the day, you need a sort of a foundation in your life. You need just rootedness, because if you don't, it's not real, you know. Then you're always trying to get the next hit and the next buzz from a gig. But it's a very strange life. It's very strange.
Now, the comedy, Nobody, it comes to the Town Hall Studio in Galway this day week, Thursday 25th of April at 8:30. Must be nice for you to do a gig in your hometown.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, hopefully I'll get to see a few old faces and old chums. It's great to, and I mean, Galway, of course, is the sort of the artistic capital of the country. It's just done brilliant. Because, I mean, when I was in college, they were just talking about starting off Mockness, you know. Yeah. So there's all these things that we're talking about, and they all happened. I mean, it's an amazing place. So it's great to come home and do a gig in the hometown, yeah.
Brilliant. And tickets going well?
They are, yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. And if people do want to get tickets for us, they're reasonably priced at €15, I must say, and they're available at tht.ie. But Cara McDermott, thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Still to come on the programme today, we look at the Nitro Stunt Show, which is taking place at the Galway Racecourse. We have Hours to Protect and more music. All that plus lots more coming up between now and 12 noon.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Find hundreds of used cars to suit your budget in Windsor Motor Mall, Galway, located on the Monavay Road.
Good morning, welcome to Galway Talks. Me, John Morley. I have Richard Lavin on the line because he's one of the organisers of the Nitro Stunt Show, which is taking place in the Galway Racecourse this weekend. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us about all the action that's taking place this weekend.
Okay, so as you know, this is probably our second time being in Galway. We were there last year. We bring along a stunt show, stunt performers, which is put together by a number of people. So what we've done this year is we've brought over a company from Germany who do this for a living. They don't do anything else. Court stunt shows. And we brought in a couple of other stunt performers with them as well. What we've done is we've pretty much completely revamped the whole show from last year. We had a few teething problems at one of the shows last year where one of the trucks left us down, the engine blew, and there was a lot of delays and different things like that. So what we've done is we have a few different things to happen this time that we didn't do last year. One of the things that we brought over is a monster truck that's the likes of it has never been seen in this country before. We've done a number of these shows and we brought over monster trucks from the UK, but this one is just out of this world. It's a 1,000 brake horsepower and it's a what they call a jump truck. So this one, it jumps. So as soon as it hits the cars, it jumps up into the air over all the cars and comes down and squashes them.
Wow.
So it's like something that you'd see on, yeah, it's pretty spectacular now. It's not the normal kind of thing that you'd see.
Yeah.
But the whole family are here. Just a little bit of background on them. It's a family run show. They've been running for many, many years, maybe 20, 30 years in Europe. They've never been here in Ireland or actually off the European continent. This is the first time they've been here. They've never been in the UK. They've never been seen anywhere outside of Germany and all the surrounding countries. The equipment they brought over four Arctics of vehicles which they're going to use throughout the show, various different cars, various different things that are going to crash, flip, turn over, crash into, jump, drop a car from a crane from 30 metres with somebody inside it. They have FMX riders. There's a local guy. He's Irish. Probably very little known about him in Ireland, but he's ranked quite high in Europe for putting on FMX displays. So he's going to be there. It's going to be great to have him in Ireland because he doesn't get to perform at something like this in Ireland at all, ever. Because never, very rarely anything like this ever on, you know. There's quite an action-packed, filled couple of hours that are going to be there, you know.
What time does it kick off at this weekend at the Galway Racecourse?
Okay, so we're going to open at 12 o'clock with the first show, but we're going to have a monster truck ride there starting off earlier. So if anybody's interested in coming along and getting a ride in the monster truck, one of the monster trucks called Red Dragon, they can take 8 people in the back and they're going to set up, and it's specifically set up for people that want to get on and have a ride on it. And we're going to be opening the gates at 10:30 in the morning to facilitate that, because it's something that loads of people want to get on before they go see the show. They don't want to go miss the show and then be queuing for the monster truck ride. So we're going to open at about 10:30 for that.
Mm.
And we'll be open throughout the day then until 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, whatever it takes for the queues to finish on the monster truck ride. So the first show is at 12:00 and then the second show is at 4:00.
Brilliant. And we do have a family pass to give away for 2 adults and 2 kids. So if you do want to go along to the Galway Racecourse and see it, text in STUNT to 086 38 33 553 and do so straight away, and we'll give you that family pass. But it should be a great event for all involved. And I know you're in Leopardstown Racecourse the following weekend.
That's correct. Yeah, we're in Leopardstown on the following Saturday, and then we've added to the bill an extra date for the Sunday in Tipperary Raceway. So we were supposed to have one down south, but the event was cancelled. And we ended up getting another venue at the last kind of minute kind of thing. So thankfully we're going to be able to do 2 events on the one weekend. So we're going to finish up in Leopardstown, pack up everything, do an overnighter, land in Tipperary at God knows what time and start setting up for that, so we can have the show then for the people in the south.
Well, the very best of luck to you. It's going to be a busy weekend in Galway this Saturday. So we want to wish you all the very best involved there.
Great. Thanks. I just want to say one other thing.
Yep.
The family that's had to come over, the Court family, they've driven from Germany.
Wow.
They drove from Germany all the way down to Cherbourg, 12-hour drive. They got on a boat in Cherbourg on Monday, and they got the ferry then from Cherbourg all the way to Rosslare.
Wow.
23 hours on the boat. From Cherbourg then they went to Dublin, which we done a press call yesterday in Dublin, and then drove straight to Galway. So they're actually in Galway now. Everything is there. They're starting to set up. The monster truck is there. The bikes are there. Everything is there. Cars are there, and they're just raring to go. But these people have really, really put a lot into it, and obviously we have as well to try to get them over, but they've pushed everything aside to try to get over here. They're really going to put on a great show.
Okay. And are there bad emissions from these monster trucks? Someone wants to know.
Look, it's a V8 American engine. There is probably going to be a certain amount of emissions, but I mean, look at it's all in entertainment. It's only going to be running for a few minutes. It doesn't run for very long. It's run on race fuel. It's not going to be smoky. It's going to sound impressive. It's going to be like your average American car that's driving on the road, kind of a thing, sound-wise and that kind of thing. So, look, there probably will be some sort of emissions, but it's not going to block out the sun or anything like that.
All right. Richard Lavin, one of the organisers of the Nitro Stunt Show, which comes to the Galway Racecourse this Saturday. Get in there early and get your tickets on Eventbrite. Thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Some segue, but now it's time for Ours to Protect. Good morning and welcome to Ours Protect with me, John Morley. This morning we look at the Hare's Corner with Rosina Joyce, the Biodiversity Officer with Galway County Council. If you want to get a comment in the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 553. Email ourspotect@galwaybayfm.ie and phone reception on 0917 700 77. For more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Mon, go on to ourspotect.ie where you can take the Ecological Footprint Calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on episode 45 of Ours to Protect. Good morning and welcome to Ours to Protect with me, John Morley. I'm delighted to say I have in studio with me Rosina Joyce, the Biodiversity Officer with Galway County Council. Rosina, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for joining us on Ours to Protect. Talk to us about the Hare's Corner, because I know you've got a great uptake on it.
Thanks, John. Yeah, we've had an amazing response to the Hare's Corner. So this is a project that we are running, Galway County Council are running, in partnership with Burnbio Trust, and we are offering people a hassle-free support for taking actions to support nature on their land. So what we did is we opened it out to people across County Galway, and we said, look, what We offer them a suite of measures. We said there's options of ponds, putting in a heritage orchard or mini woodland, and plants for nature and plants for peatland. So lots of different really practical supports for people. And the as I said, the response was phenomenal. Like, people were particularly interested in the plant for nature. So really what that tells me is that people want to do something, but they're not exactly sure what to do. So the plant for nature will offer them a support for your walk. They walk through your land with an ecologist, and that this then they're able to give really practical, specific measures for your land. So it might be, look, you know, you have a nice bit of woodland there behind you, and maybe the few fields back the way, and if you built a hedgerow, that would create extra connectivity. Or, do you know, if you scrape back the soil there, that's going to create potential habitat for nesting solitary bees. Or it could be that, you know, maybe you need to look at maybe cutting your grass a bit different so that you're supporting pollinators there, or maybe putting in a pond. Ponds are great for biodiversity. So that was another initiative that got a great attraction. And that is like you're creating a new ecosystem in your garden or in your land, and then you're supporting a whole range of other species, particularly invertebrates, that can use this in your land. And again, it's a really practical measure of supporting biodiversity. Like this Hare's Corner project is being supported by the Local Biodiversity Action Fund from the MPWS. And this is part of the whole government, whole of society approach to supporting biodiversity. You know, it's not just up to Galway County Council to support it or the person on the ground. We all have to pull together. So that's really what this Hare's Corners project is about. It's about everybody working together to make a difference for biodiversity.
Mm. And there was huge uptake for it. Was that in the farming community or just rural dwellers or a mix of both?
So what we saw was that it was private landowners were the primary people that applied for it. If there were farmers applying, they couldn't be in receipt of grants because you can't double fund something. So primarily it was private landowners. But interestingly, we also had a great response from community groups and schools. And that's, I'm really pleased with that, because, you know, that's really where you get an impact. The more people that are involved with the project, the message spreads wider, and they bring this, if it's through a club, they bring that message home to their families, and it just, you get real value for the project, and there's a sense of ownership on the project as well if it's a community group. And yes, I was really pleased to see so many schools and community groups apply for these initiatives. Yeah. Mm.
And this one is closed for applications, but I do know you're doing public consultations on whether people would like further initiatives like this.
Yeah, exactly. So look, this has had we've really hit on something here, I feel, and we're giving people the opportunity to say, well, what's important then? We're creating a new heritage and biodiversity plan for County Galway. So we're running a series of public consultations across the county. So today in Abbey Community Centre at 11 a.m, people can go down and say what's important to them on, you know, with regards to biodiversity. Do they want to see more workshops, more Hare Corners coming across the county? Then tonight in Ballygar Courthouse at 7 p.m. And tomorrow then in Uachtarard Courthouse at 11 a.m. And then J.K. Jean in Unacht Éireachta in Letcher Mallon at Hainjig. There'll be consultation there as well. So plenty of opportunities. And then if people want to just even email into heritage@galwayco.ie by Monday the 29th, they can even just tell us what they'd like to see in the Heritage and Biodiversity Plan.
And what is the most important thing about pilots and initiatives like the Hare's Corner? Is it actually doing the changes to the small bits of land, or is it, as you said there, spreading the message and changing people's habits? What's the most important aspect of it?
Well, I think that definitely changing people's mindsets is really, really important. And like, if you, like, I'm only one biodiversity officer, I'm only one person, but if we can help create all these people that can help spread the news and the right message for us, then that's way more powerful. And, you know, if you have your neighbour or your friend telling you what they've done in their garden or on their land to help biodiversity and how they've made a practical difference, then I see that as being hugely valuable. Possibly, I feel that with the biodiversity crisis, that it can feel totally overwhelming. But by taking small practical measures, it can make a difference. It's like an ink blot effect as well. Like, as all these people taking small measures across the county, it'll spread, and it'll spread out through County Galway, and we'll see that it will have a positive impact. So I think these pilots are good. It's also, with the Burn Bureau Trust, we're linking in to make sure that we're getting best scientific practice and advice, you know. And that's hugely important, that we are getting, it's, people are not just thinking that they're doing the right thing. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I'll plant some wildflower seeds. That's not the best scientific advice. That's actually can often be more harmful. So really what we're doing here is we're giving people really solid advice, and through the support of all these agencies coming together, like Burn Bio Trust and the Heritage Council and the MPWS. And we've also had business support as well. So Green Coat Renewables have also come on board to support this project. So it's really showing that everybody's coming together to work for making a difference for biodiversity in County Galway.
Just the name, The Hare's Corner, why that?
Okay, so The Hare's Corner is a lovely phrase. It's an old phrase relating to maybe a corner of the field that was a bit wild, and the farmers used to just leave it and let it there for nature. And like the hares would often like the longer grass, they don't burrow underground, so they'd be there hiding in this little corner and leaving a bit for nature. And it's just a lovely concept, and it's not a huge impingement on people. It's there just saying, all we need is a small bit, and all of it adds up together to make a difference, John.
And if people want to get more information on projects like this, where's the best place of getting it?
So I think the best place, we have very active social media pages. So if they go on to Facebook, Galway County Biodiversity Office, or on Instagram. So not alone are we promoting our own initiatives, but also plenty of initiatives happening with other community groups around the county. So for example, Biodiversity Week is coming up next month, the 17th to the 26th of May. So if you keep an eye on our social media, we're going to be promoting events that are happening right across the county, also promoting information that links people with best advice. So definitely keep an eye on our social media, or if they want to get onto our mailing list, they can email biodiversity@galwayco.ie. We'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant. Rosina Joyce, the Biodiversity Officer at Galway County Council, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thank you very much, John.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Darren Kelly is dancing out the producer's studio. It's time to announce the winner of our tickets to go see Galway play Sligo in Markovitch Park this Saturday at 3:30. The winner for the pair of stand tickets is Mary O'Boyle Nochnacar. Congratulations to you. If you want to go to see Galway play Sligo this Saturday at 3:30, with thanks to Connacht GAA, all you have to do is get on to the ga.ie/tickets. You can buy them at selected Super Value or Central stores. A reminder, there are no tickets on sale at the venue on the day. GAA, where we all belong. That's always a bit of fun. And I can tell you, we have another winner to announce, because with the Nitro Stunt Show, the winner of a family pass, two adults and two children, is David Finnerty in Oranmore. Congratulations to you, David. And you haven't far to go to Galway Racecourse, so I hope you do enjoy the day on Saturday. Coming up next, we have live music from a great artist who's actually from Galway. It's Sophie Coyle.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Monavay Road. A new way to car shop.
Good morning, you're listening to Galway Talks with John Morley. We have music mornings, we always do, on a Tuesday and Thursday morning. It's Thursday this morning though, and we have Sophie Coyle, who's from The Long Walk, and she's going to sing one of her new songs, Honey Coloured Loving. Sophie, in your own time.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Ever since your love came and hit me right out of the blue, my world has turned askew. Love trips you up a bit, who knew, and it keeps you skipping like a kangaroo.
You give me feelings of such completeness. I'm always savoring your sweetness. Honey-colored loving coming out of you. I see happiness come into view. Never thought that I'd fall for somebody quite as hard as this. Smack bang into a state of bliss. And all it took was one sweet kiss to tip me gently off the precipice. You give me feelings of such completeness. I'm always savoring your sweetness. Honey-colored loving coming out of you. I see happiness come into view. Dizzy, dizzy head, I think I should go to bed, but there's still too much left to be said. Dizzy, dizzy head, probably won't go to bed, 'cause there's still too much left to be. You give me feelings of such completeness. I'm always savoring your sweetness. Honey-colored loving coming out of you. I see happiness come into view. Happiness comes into view. Bum bum ba bum 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 ba bum ba bum ba bum 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 bum.
Well done. That's Honey Coloured Loving, and that's by Sophie Coyle. Sophie, you're welcome into studio to us today. And it's all happening in the Roisin Dubh tonight.
It is, yeah. Yes, we are on doors at 8. We have a beautiful support act, Selk from Dublin. If you're into Laura Marling, that's the vibe. And then ourselves after.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you're from the Long Walk, Sophie, and this is your second album, Quintista. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, well, it's a Spanish word, Quintista, means storyteller. So it kind of came out of a set of songs I wrote thinking back on travels in South America years back. Sometimes it can take years for songs to distill. So yeah, that's the outcome of that.
And what message are you trying to convey in the different songs and in the stories from the album?
Well, it's really a kind of a flavour of the amazing things I saw there, the amazing people, the music and the sounds and the beats, all the fantastic rhythms of South America. Like it varies from country to country within the continent, but just trying to give a flavour of that, but keep it Irish as well. Mm. Yeah, and there's a lot of kind of, I suppose, heartfelt stories there, the people that I met, the experiences they were going through. Yeah, so it goes from everywhere to the from the glaciers in Tierra del Fuego to the jungles of Bolivia.
And South America, it's a beautiful country and beautiful people, the continent, but there are problems there as well. Do you highlight that in your music?
Yeah, that's right. At the time I was there, there were big protests going on in Bolivia. Their water had been privatized, and it's not a wealthy country. People kind of scrape a living together, so they were being charged to connect up to local water. And that features on one of the songs, all right. So it was, I suppose I was privileged to see all these things, experience these things while I was there. And it's nice to be able to represent them. Mm. In the song.
And from a Galway context, where did your venture into music begin?
I always loved singing, and there was a lot of music in our house growing up. My mother was part of Music for Galway. She's still involved in that. So it was in the household. But I suppose really when I was 16, in transition year, I joined the Galway Baroque Singers, and that transformed singing and music for me. So yeah, it was a special time. I kind of took on for there.
And you found love, and your partner is very artistic as well. And you first saw him perform in the King's Head.
That's right, yeah. So my husband is Jinx Lennon. He's sort of a punk poet from Dundalk. He'd be well known in circles. But I didn't meet him till I got to Dundalk. but I heard him first in the King's Head. Yeah.
And that meeting in Dundalk, talk to us about that.
Well, I was working, it was one of my first jobs when I got there. I was working in a kind of an art shop, printers, photocopy place, and he used to come in every now and then to buy padded envelopes for his sending off his CDs.
Mm.
So I was kind of starstruck and invited him to a gig.
But you've had a great career in your own right as well, and you've played with some very big and talented artists.
Yeah, it's been lovely. The likes of Susan O'Neill, John Spillane, Dick Gaughan from Scotland, a lot of super people over the years. Joshua Burnside more recently in the Spirit Store in Dundalk.
Mm.
So it's been exciting.
And it's part of a big tour you're doing. So you're in the Roisin Dove tonight, and people, can they get tickets on the door? Do they have to buy them in advance?
Yeah, you can get them through the website, but at this stage, yeah, you come up at 8 and you get the tickets on the door.
Brilliant. And where to from Roisin Dove?
On Sunday then we're off to Belfast, which is really only an hour up the road from us in Dundalk. So we're going to the American Bar in Sailorstown in Belfast. So that'll be a good one as well. It's an earlier one because it's a Sunday. And from there, the Tin Church in Lara. I don't know if anybody's heard of it, but it's a beautiful spot.
Brilliant. And this is your second album. What changes have you noticed from doing the first album to this?
Well, changes in, I suppose, production. And this time around, I really wanted to bring in more musicians. So I got funded by Create Louth, and I used the funding to bring in a quartet from Dundalk, Glass Quartet, and their leader arranged four of the tracks. So it's beautiful. I'm really happy with this album. So those tracks in particular are beautiful.
That can really lift it though and bring a new dynamic to it, surround sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we have a lovely trumpeter, Bill Blackmore. And I worked with Chris Barry in Dublin, who's mixed for Junior Brother and the Mary Wallopers, and my husband. And he did a fantastic job on the mixing end. It brought all sorts of magic and weirdness to it. So, yeah, it's not straight up folk. It's more alt folk,
okay,
I think, at this stage.
Yeah. And in terms of Galway, do you get down here much and meet the fam?
Yeah, definitely very important. My three children love seeing their grandparents, and I love reconnecting with my roots here. I always get kind of excited when I get to about Athlone and feel the lovely
rain on the windowsill.
I was going to say the salt off the Atlantic. I get back every kind of month or so.
So it must be a great place for an artist to come back to, coming from Galway, a city steeped in music tradition and a very bohemian city as well. It must be like coming back to the homeland in many ways for an artist.
It really is. I've wonderful friends in Galway, so supportive, and it's lovely to come back to see them. And then I suppose it's a different vibe from Dundalk. Like Dundalk is a border town, and people are sort of, I was going to say tough, but they're strong. Whereas I find in Galway that when I come back here, I think people are so open and gentle. And so it's lovely to kind of marry the two of those things. I think it comes across in the music. You know, there's a kind of softness, but also a little bit of an edge to it as well.
Brilliant. So you're in the Roisin Dove tonight. People can get tickets there. In terms of the new album, what's the best way of getting that?
You can buy a digital or a copy of it on Bandcamp. And I should mention, I did the illustrations myself.
Oh, wow.
So they are from sketchbooks that I took back from the travels in South America. And there's a lyric sheet that's illustrated as well, full colour, which will actually be donations, the payments will go to a Bolivian charity.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's also up on all the usual listening places like Spotify and, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, the best of luck with it. Sophie Coyle, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for joining us on Galway Talks today.
Thank you.
Still to come on the programme tomorrow, it's a reminder that we're doing Community Matters. We're coming from Clonbur. It's all going to be about Clonbur between 9 and 12. We're broadcasting from Burke's Bar and Restaurant, Chivurca. And here's just a little summary of who we'll have on the programme tomorrow. We'll have Patrick Laffey, Ed Coulson, Tom O'Sullivan. We also have members of the Community Council, Hazel Gilligan. Johnny Coyne talks to us about his journey dealing with problems in his life and how he's become active to combat that. We'll also have the City Tribune headlines, as we always do on a Friday. Some of the charity organisations in the area, Mike Dolan and Mark Finn, join us to discuss heritage in the Clonburr area. Of course, there's loads of heritage. You're in between the two lakes near Ashford Castle. Geraldine Moran joins us. Looking at sport, we have Stephen Joyce of the GAA fame and Kate Dillon, who's a great young golfer. We have music from Bernie McCabe and crew, and we'll also have Tara Boyle joining him as well. And some more legends to still be confirmed, including the likes of Anne Kine. So that's how Clonburr is looking. If you want to get involved in that programme, do so on our text and WhatsApp number. Phone into us and also email comments at galwaybayfm.ie. But that's where we make our leave for this morning's programme. And my thanks to Darren Kelly, who produced this morning, Fiona, who took your calls on reception. If you want to get involved tomorrow, 086-3833-553. That is our text and WhatsApp number, read very slowly for you. Up next is Ronan Lardner with the Livewire. Stay safe and have a very good afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Clonburr.
Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Drive happy in Windsor Motor Mall, Galway, with hundreds of used cars to suit your budget.